So welcome this Tuesday morning. It's our fifth day of the event. And, you know, I really have to start off by saying how much it is a privilege to be here. And I'm talking about that as myself and my entirety. You know, we have the music in the hall at 8 o'clock in the morning. And every day I go in, and I never make it exactly at 8 o'clock, but I always make it, and I'm always blown away by what we really are given.
Yes.
And, I mean, just the acknowledgement and the recognition of how lucky I am,
yes.
How lucky you are. And, and it's a real true thing, because, you know, the video that we're watching today is I'm With You Always.
Yes.
Which, I love it. It's again, we're in the series of the Splendor of Love, and I would only say that only in my most recent watching of this particular video, I started to get a really deep appreciation for exactly how, the word I'll use, punchy it is.
Mm.
Because there's no, even though it's really gentle and it's very loving, there's nowhere in this video that I am let off the hook in regard to the responsibility in its entirety for my own dream.
Yes.
Truly.
Yes.
And there's nowhere I can really go with that. And, you know, every one of us knows we can recite, we can express the idea, I'm responsible, or the secret of salvation is this, I but do it to myself. But where the rubber meets the road, where's Holly? Where the rubber meets the road is really the willingness or the acknowledgement or the movement in your mind of the truth of that.
Yes.
You see, because while we all can say the ideas, oh, I'm responsible, okay? And today, the title of today's morning is Forgiveness is the Key to Happiness, okay? Why is forgiveness the key to happiness? I'm only forgiving myself.
Yes.
I really am holding it against myself, and I really am forgiving myself. Now, when I say myself, I'm not talking about just an identity moving in space and time. I'm talking about the entirety of the possibility that something apart from me could happen to me. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not whether it's good or bad, or I like it or I dislike it. It's really, the idea of separation is nothing more than the idea that something can happen without your will.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is a condition, and if this is the condition of, okay, again, we throw the word separation around, but if this is the condition of separation, it is a condition of believing that there is something not you. Okay? Now, there is an understanding conceptually of that. And all through time, from the beginning of time, whatever, man has been seeking, because he's seeking for what he thinks he has lost. He's done it in monasteries, you've done it in monasteries, you've done it in ashrams, you've done it in war, you've played every part. Do we have a spiritual teacher's notebook up here?
No.
Anyway, it doesn't really matter. The point being is is that you play every single part in it, and finally you come to the part where you stand still and allow all of it to be you. Okay, so again, our talk is key, forgiveness is the key to happiness. Another way that I would express this is that, you know, this is Derwin used to say that, what is the secret to eternal life?
Life is eternal.
Life is eternal. Okay, we're not talking about possibilities. We're not talking about a possibility of wholeness. We're not talking about a possibility of separation. We're talking about the reality that you are whole and perfect as you've been created. The possibility of not that does not exist. And this is why it's incredibly easy. And so, I look at this event that we're in, I look at it as myself in it. Like, this is an action of a totality of involvement, okay? Whether the form is listening to Darla and Eric sing this morning, whether it is enjoying the lunch that we will have or did have, it doesn't matter, or looking at the paintings. The point being is that in the inclusion of yourself with yourself, the seeming qualities really do shift to a whole other perspective. And I mean, when I look at the idea of artist in the world, it's incredibly egotistical, incredibly opinionated, incredibly however you want to deal with it. I like this, I don't like that. So-and-so did this, however. But when you really look at it, if this is really only your own reflection, always and only, what is there to like and what is there to dislike? It doesn't mean that you're not going to have your likes and your dislikes. It doesn't mean that you can't have your likes and your dislikes. But the action of your mind in the inclusion of the fact that it is all wholly reflective is all that's really being asked. This is forgiveness. And truly, you know, the act of forgiveness, the action of forgiveness, the art of forgiveness, the I love you is not an exchange of anything. The I love you is a total recognition of the self that we are as the love of God. And so, I was going somewhere with this. And so, you know, I actually wrote some words down because I always have this difficulty. Oh yeah, so the one thing I also will say is somewhere in the text, he talks about the need to appreciate. Okay? To give and to receive are the same and true. You only give to yourself. You only teach yourself. It is a whole action of your mind in which you are always wholly the complete beneficiary of that action.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm not saying anything new. It has been expressed up here every single day. The fun of it is in the doing of it.
Yes.
In the action of it. Like, you know, you want to be appreciated? Appreciate.
Yes.
Do you want to feel appreciated? Mm-hmm. Then appreciate. There's no possibility that you can feel appreciation if it is at the detriment of someone else.
Right.
It's not possible. And so then you don't feel good. You're seeking for the appreciation that you know in your heart you deserve. Of course you deserve it because you are the love of God. And yet you can't appreciate, so you don't feel your own appreciation. Love is the way I walk in gratitude. You know? It is about my gratitude I earn. These are all the same ideas that literally, in the action of your mind, cause and effect are never apart. You know, and I know and I have to trust the complete communication of that because the words really do fail entirely. I remember, I have to just tell a little story here. I remember the first weekend I was introduced to, let's say, A Course in Miracles in the manner in which we teach it. And one of the first brothers I ran into was our beloved Rosie Buff. And the one statement that she said that never left me, and is as applicable today as it was the day that I heard it, is what she said. It was in regard to donations, but it doesn't have to do with money. It has to do with yourself.
Yes.
It doesn't have to do with the specifics of it. She said, if they'd thrown themselves in the basket, they would find themselves in heaven.
Oh my.
And that's really what it is. The throwing yourself in the basket, the throwing myself in the basket is showing up, shutting up, and allowing myself to be of service in whatever manner that occurs.
Mm.
Okay? That truly, it doesn't mean I don't have opinions, but they don't mean anything. It doesn't mean I like something or don't like something. It doesn't mean anything. It is truly the attitude of service. It's the only way I can say it, because to me, when I look at forgiveness as the key to happiness, there is really no difference between forgiveness and service. Why? Anybody?
I'm only giving to myself.
Thank you. And see, this is it. You're only giving to yourself. And so, you know, like the salvation of the world really does depend on you. You are the entirety of it. And Theo brought up something yesterday that I really love, was the idea of the fractals.
Mm.
And dear one does it with the holographic universe, but I'm going to do it with fractals. You know, like all form, and we know this, all form in nature, they find is just more fractals.
Mm.
But it's the same fundamental pattern, and it is a pattern, and it just repeats itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it's the same pattern. And the nature of the fractal is such that if you were to take a single fractal and somehow change the pattern, if you could, it would really change the entire beingness of what the fractal is,
mm.
or of what it
represents.
You know, the whole thing. I don't know how to say it. You know, it's a constituent part. I don't even want to use part, but it's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the acceptance of the entirety of the responsibility for my thoughts, everything is changed.
Mm-hmm.
And when you really look at it, that's not a mystery. Why is it not a mystery? Because we're in one mind.
Yes.
There is one mind. There is one mind. It's just not a concept we throw around. There really is one mind. And what I really love about the reasonableness of our teaching, and I say it that way, because it goes beyond a doctrine, it goes beyond a teaching, because You know, like if you go to a university, for example, and a course is offered, you know, it seems like an option. You can take it or you can't, you can take it or you cannot take it. But this is a required course. Mm. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Why is it required? Because you can't change reality. Mm. So, you know, it doesn't take a lot of figuring here to look at it. That truth is true and nothing else is true. Pretending that it's something else doesn't make it different.
Right.
And yet, the only thing happens in pretending that it's something else is you suffer from your own pretenses.
Yes.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Nothing's changed. Okay, so I think the Buddhists would say, wouldn't the wise view be to accept the nature of the way things are and move from that view? And so that's all we do. That's all we do, that it is a reminder that it is true. And the thing is, the other thing that I really want to bring in here is, and I think this is, I'm expressing this because I think this is absolutely crucial. For a very, very long time, I tried to solve my problem through transcendence. Oh, there's no world. I'll just stay in light. There's no world. I'm going to escape this. It doesn't work. Reasonably, why doesn't it work?
I'm the cause of it.
That's right. Where's it? Where is it?
It's in my mind.
It's not out there. And so you can transcend it, you can pretend you escape from it, you can do all kinds of things. But it isn't there now. And only exists in thoughts in your mind. Where is it? It is nowhere. If you believe it is there, it's in your own mind. Thank God for A Course in Miracles. Thank God for A Course in Miracles. Otherwise, you're relegated to do this forever. Because time can last a very long time. Time can last a very long time. And the thing about it is that, you know, it isn't without limit, of course, because your threshold of pain is not without limit. Mm. But as he says, and these are just reminders, I know that we all know this, but it is tragic in time. It's meaningless in eternity, mm-hmm. but it is tragic in time. Because it's so nonsensical. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And as long as a little idea of yourself has value to you, so it will be with you.
Yes.
And no one could possibly take that away from you.
Wow.
But in this moment, this is the opportunity to reevaluate that decision. Because it is a decision. Mm. It is a decision to attempt to be as you could never be. Mm. And that is a decision that remains in force until you do change your mind.
Yes.
And it's not changing your mind about anything. Mm. It's just literally, it's me. Yeah. I need the help. Mm-hmm. The recognition of yourself can never happen in your concepts. Mm. It is a total transformation of you. Mm. This is the other thing I was going with it. So, you know, there's this idea that somehow you become a finished product and that you're going to that you're going to accomplish something in the world. You are a finished product now. You are healed and whole. The fact of the matter is you are healed and whole. But I love the way dear one does this. Because he talks about it, you know, it's a continuing expose.
Yes.
Okay, yes. We have had the experiences where we recognize that it is only in your own mind. All right? That never changes. But there is a continuing expose. Because why? There's a continuing getting.
Wow.
You can only save yourself. There's nothing else to save. And your salvation is the whole world's salvation.
Wow.
If you do want to split up that cause and effect and believe that you are actually doing something for somebody else, it's not that your service won't be completely used, because it will be completely used. But you're the one that will continue to suffer from the separation of your own cosmos.
Yes.
Everybody really does strike their own deal in this.
Yes. Wow.
Because it is already over. It's only a memory that's lived over and over again. I think Thea did this yesterday. It's really relived over and over again. And it's you that has to get off the hamster wheel.
Yeah. Thank you. Wow.
About it is that I think Raphael talked about this. Failure is not an option. It doesn't mean that failure is a possibility, but you're not going to exercise it. It literally means failure is not an option. Why? Because you're already created whole and perfect. All right? So, any efforts to become whole and perfect must fail. Because the condition is not true.
Yes.
There's your total relief. That's why you can't fail. And all of your efforts to succeed failure and success in that way is if you're accomplishing it, you failed. If you're doing something, you fail.
Yay.
And then this is where you really get to the point of appreciation. This is where you really get to the point of gratitude. This is where, and you know, it is, it's a personal program. This is what I love about it, it's such a personal program. I'm a liar. I'm always a liar. I sit here and I tell you what I know to be the case. I'll walk out the door and fail. Fortunately, it's not true.
Yes.
Fortunately, my perfection is not measured by what I do in my body for.
Right.
That's the great news.
Yes.
But the perfection is totally recognizable.
Yes.
This is where your freedom lies. I do fail all the time. If I think that I'm standing up here telling you anything and something's going to happen because I tell you something, I am sadly mistaken. No, we are sharing a realization of what we are in its entirety together.
Yes.
That is all.
Yes.
And that's the joy.
Yes.
That's the fun.
Yes.
There's no way that I can instruct you about anything. What would it be? Uh-huh. Will I share the fact that I know that this mind training works? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Will I share the idea that, you know, if you think you're going to accomplish something in your identity, it won't work?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But the choice is really yours. And so,
wow.
And so in this video, Dearman always is talking a lot about the reappearance of Jesus in his body form. And he's always appearing.
Mm.
And you say, oh no, Dearman's just really talking about that. I don't really see him appearing in his body form. Like, it would be handy to have Josh around because he looks like but the fact of the matter is, okay, he is always appearing. Why? Reasonably? Exactly, he's in your mind.
Yes.
Where would he go? And I love this because in a particular way, and I saw this with Dearman on one of the videos so clearly, is that everything is really iconic in a way.
Yes.
It's images.
Mm.
And the images represent something. It's true that nothing really can represent anything. I mean, reality cannot be represented. But it is really iconic.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of Jesus is as true as any idea that you're going to have. Mm-hmm. A man came here, he was crucified, he resurrected. Okay, we have the cross as the icon. Right? But that is a story. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a story that is where? In your mind.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's as true a story as any story you could possibly tell.
Mm.
But you see how you tend to sort it out?
Mm.
No, that is a true story, or that was a story that perhaps happened a long time ago or will yet happen, but it is not that as my story here and now doesn't really enter into, let's say, the parameters of my thought, unless it does.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was looking at the Dear One, and I recognized how iconic he was,
mm-hmm.
like Dear One and the mind that he is you.
Yes.
It's me.
Yes.
No one would have believed or even paid any attention to him if he came as probably a 26-year-old female.
Right. Well.
Or maybe they would.
Yes.
So he's the old man.
Yes.
He represents experience.
Uh-huh.
He represents wisdom.
Yes.
He represents, you know, the school of hard knocks.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is it's your story.
Yes.
The idea of Jesus, you know, the Savior, the Messiah, who is going to come to save the world that has been prophesied for a very, very long time. He shows up. But it's not you. It's something else. And this is where you have to really start just expanding
mm-hmm.
your own consciousness through the forgiveness of what you believe is yourself into the inclusion of all of it.
Yes.
This is where the fun starts.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is a continuing expose. I mean, I look at I just look at this event. I know all the players. I kind of knew the game plan. But I cannot tell you, knowing all that meant nothing when I walked into the hall and I saw what happened.
Yeah.
It's a completely different thing. It's the same, it's sort of a demonstration of the same idea. The teaching is flat until it comes alive.
Yes.
Okay? You know, all through the visits, every time I would come to the healing center, I'd go over to the hall and look at the progress. I know all everybody who participates. I don't know everybody who participates, but I'm aware of a lot of you and your participation and the things that you've done, which we're all completely grateful for, mind you. In whatever manner that you have participated in this event, that is all deeply appreciated, whether it is explicit or not, it is. And it is appreciated by last Friday night when I walked into the hall and I saw and I heard and there was no words for it.
Well,
and if it wasn't that way for you, I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
No, really.
Yeah.
I am sorry.
Yeah.
I am sorry because it is really a gift you keep from yourself.
Yeah.
And so what I really love about it is like this whole event for me, it really is the demonstration of the reappearance of Jesus in body form.
Yes.
It isn't any different.
Yes.
And you know, I say this as though perhaps I may be trying to, but I'm not. I'm in awe of how the unfolding is beyond anything that could possibly be conceived of. Thank you, Artie. And this is just the beginning.
Yes.
And when you step back and look at it, the privilege to just be involved with it.
Yes.
And you know, maybe sometimes it looks like a discipline. I don't know. Because I would often hear, dear one, in his room when something would be presented, get in on it!
Yeah.
Get in on it!
Yeah.
But that's it, get in on it!
Yeah.
It's like you really do withhold the distance as though it's a possibility to participate in or not. And here's the difference. And I hope this makes sense to you.
Yes.
However you're constructed, sitting in the chair, believe that your level of participation is an option to you, you are dead wrong.
Yes.
You're already totally participating because it's going on in your mind.
Yes.
And this is why the inclusion of yourself completely is required.
Yeah.
It's required, not because anything is requiring it of you. It's your own necessity.
Yes. Thank you.
I love it. I love you guys.
I love you.
No, really, I'm so glad, you know?
Thank you.
Every single one.
Wow.
And it is really astonishing that we have all these things out and nobody's coming.
We're here.
Huh? Yeah, we're coming.
We're here.
But it's true. I mean, it is really a true thing in that, you know, it is really a demonstration of a rage. Like in your own consciousness, what's out of your rage is out of your rage.
Yes.
You literally don't see it because it's out of your rage.
Yes.
It's the same idea that you only see a very narrow rage with ease.
Yes.
But I'm talking about seeing with your mind.
Yes.
Not seeing with your eyes, seeing with your mind.
Thank you so much. Wow.
This is, your dream is the canvas of your expression.
Yes.
Wouldn't you want to paint a lovely picture?
Mm-hmm.
This is where I love today's lesson. And I know we've read it a couple times in the hall, but we're going to read it one more time.
Yay.
How are we on time?
Fantastic. Massive
time. I love you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, my holy vision sees all things as pure. Father, your mind created all that is. Your spirit entered into it. Your love gave life to it. And what I look upon, what you created, as if it could be made simple, I would not perceive such dark and fearful images. A madman's dream is hardly fit to be my choice. Instead of all the loveliness with which you blessed creation, all its purity, its joy, and its eternal, quiet home in you.
Wow.
And while we remain outside the gate of heaven, let us look on all we see through holy vision in the eyes of Christ. Let all appearances seem pure to us, that we may pass them by in innocence and walk together to our Father's house as brothers and the Holy Son of God.
Wow.
I love it. Thank you so much. Before we watch the video, I do want to do one reading, since the topic is forgiveness is the key to happiness. But I'm going to do it from the text in chapter 26. It's section 8. The immediacy of salvation. The one remaining problem that you have is you see an interval between the time when you forgive and will see and receive the benefits in trusting in your brother. This but reflects the little you would keep between you and your brother, that you and he might be a little separate. For time and space are one illusion which takes different forms. If it has been projected beyond your mind, you think of it as time. And the nearer it is brought to where it is, the more you think of it in terms of space. And in this context, you can really see with dear one talking about the reappearance of Jesus. The reappearance of Jesus literally brings him into your space. Otherwise, you keep yourself separate from it and put it in time, like that happened 2,000 years ago. But what is the last thing that was spoken? Lo. Yeah, I am with you always. That is the title of our video. I am with you always.
I am with you always. It doesn't matter what the appearances are. I am with you always. Well, I don't know, maybe I can find a No, I am with you always. But do you see the tricks of your mind to keep that distance? That no, okay, that was in history or that's in the future, but it's not now. It's not within my proximity. But truthfully, I am with you always. I will never leave you comfortless. See, either that is true, or it's only a possibility. But if it's true, it's true. It has nothing to do with possibility. Now, possibility enters in if you have believed that it wasn't true, at least there's an opening that it might be true. Okay, we've gone beyond that. We've gone beyond that into it is true. He is with me always. All right, sort of belaboring that. There is a distance you would keep apart from your brother, and this space you perceive as time because you still believe you are external to him. This makes trust impossible. You cannot believe that trust would settle every problem now. Thus, do you think it's safer to remain a little careful and a little watchful of interests perceived as separate? Do you see what I'm? This is kind of a key idea, as interests perceived as separate. The idea that your brother would have a separate interest is really you protecting what you perceive to be your interest. It has nothing to do with his interest. It has only to do with protecting your interest. And so this is really, when I look at it, you know, the appreciation or the involvement or the participation is really one of showing up and being available. It has nothing to do with my definitions of what that could possibly be. It has to do with me doing it. That really and truly the work, if I call it work, is letting go of the definitions. Because despite ourselves, we're going to do what we are. That's the nature of it. That's what I love about it. I don't have anything to say about it. Because we are all, I'll say it this way, the same in our uniqueness. Nobody can take your place. Great. Nobody can take your place. Your function is yours and yours alone. Nobody can take your place. Okay, from this perception, you cannot conceive of gaining what forgiveness offers now. The interval you think lies in between the giving and the receiving of the gift seems to be one in which you sacrifice and suffer loss. You see eventual salvation, not immediate results. And this is where it perhaps may take a little bit of trust and intestinal fortitude. Otherwise known as guts. No. Does it look like everything's going to come take everything away from you? Maybe, but then let it happen. What's it going to cost me? It's going to cost you everything. Pay it. Salvation is immediate. Unless you so perceive it, you will be afraid of it, believing the risk of loss is great between the time its purpose is made yours and its effects will come to you. in this form is the error still obscured that is the source of fear. Okay, what is not love is fear. Okay, so now we're going to be looking directly at the source of fear. Salvation would wipe out the space you see between you still and let you instantly become as one. And it is here you fear the loss would be. This is, I think Theo read this yesterday too, actually. Do not project this fear to time, for time is not the enemy that you perceive. Time is as neutral as the body, except in terms of what you see it for. If you would keep a little space between you and your brother still, you would then want a little time in which forgiveness is withheld a little while. And this but makes the interval between the time in which forgiveness is withheld from you and given seem dangerous, with terror justified. But I love it. I listen to this next sentence carefully. Yet the space between you and your brother is apparent only in the present. Is apparent. It doesn't exist at all. Now, and cannot be perceived in future time. No more can it be overlooked except within the present. Future loss is not your fear, but present joining is your dread. Who can feel desolation except now? A future cause as yet has no effects. And therefore, must it be that if you fear, there is a present cause, and it is this that needs correction, not a future state. That's a pearl. Because always fear is projection in the future. I'm afraid, blah, blah, blah. But the fear has a present cause. And the present cause is the idea is that you really are apart from your brother. The news is you're not apart. Why? I'm with you always. Okay, again, I know I'm being redundant about this and repeating myself over and over and over again. But like, I'll use the example of Friday night walking in the hall. Watching all the preparations and all of that did not prepare me for walking in the hall. Okay? Your conceptual understanding does not prepare you for the experience of what that's like. And so really, in a particular way, the aliveness is the anticipation of the... See, I talk about anticipation though it's future, but your anticipation is fulfilled immediately all the time. But it is really the state of anticipation that is required. Otherwise, you're dead. You've solved the problem. And then you think your physical death is off in time. But I love it. I mean, I really want to jump up and down like Juby does. It's true. It's true. It's true. No. It's really true. Who knew? Who would have guessed? Not me. Certainly not. I mean, one thing about it is like, does he say, is there a moment of embarrassment recognizing that you've been the dunce of the universe? Absolutely. But I am the dunce of the universe. So what? Now I can be the dunce of the universe and have fun. I don't have to protect an image. The plans you make for safety are all laid up within the future where you cannot plan. No purpose has been given it as yet, and what will happen has not yet no cause. Who can predict effects without a cause? And who could fear effects unless he thought they had been caused and judged disastrous now? And I mean, if you are really, let's say on top of your game, I'll say it that way. If you're really on top of your game, if this is a real thing and this is something you really want, you have the tools. Like you really know that, ooh, I feel ooh, but it isn't because of anything that I think of. It's why I'm afraid. I'm afraid because I see something that's not there. Belief in sin arouses fear, and like its cause is looking forward, looking back, but overlooking what is here and now. Yet only here and now its cause must be if its effects already have been judged as fearful. And see, this, I know, again, I know I'm repeating myself, but that this is where the fun is when you take these ideas and bring them together with everything that you encounter, everything that goes on. You literally bring the idea together. It's not something you park away and move on and like, oh, I'm doing this and this and this. And then you feel guilty about something and you're trying to work out how it reconciles with the teaching. Help me, I can't see this. No, I'm being a little dramatic here, but it's true. But it's true. It's like, no, these are true ideas that are present now, that are completely applicable to any idea I have in my mind. Only if I keep that distance and not bring them together. Notice distance means separation. Bringing together is whole. that action is in my mind, and the moment I bring it together, there is a qualitative shift. So, like, and I encounter this a lot. So I'm just going to talk about it a little bit. You know, oh, this is happening and that is happening and I feel this way and I feel that way. And there's always a tendency to assume the reality of how it is that you feel and then look for a counter thought. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, okay, tell me what to think of to counter how it is. There's no answer to that. The only counter thought is what you think is not true. However you defined it is not true. Well, yes, it is because I heard and this and this and this. And I know. It seems that way. But let it go. Because all of your evidence, because it is only reflective, remember, we have to always start with the idea of where it's emanating. It is always reflective. If the whole thing is reflective, this is as much of a reflection of my mind as that is a reflection of my mind. No, the only answer that really works is the answer that resolves it completely for everyone for all time. I can never be happy at your detriment. It can never happen. You will never be happy at the detriment of someone else. It will not happen. As much as you want justice because you feel mistreated, forget it. Now, you really start to get a glimmering of what the Sermon on the Mount is expressing to you. Love your enemies, walk the extra mile, turn the other cheek, which is another, what is the one word that we use for all of it? Forgiveness is the key to happiness. Do I have time to finish reading this? Okay, I'll finish reading this section because I love it so much. Okay, the working out of all correction takes no time at all. Yet the acceptance of the working out can seem to take forever. The change of purpose the Holy Spirit brought to your relationship has in it all effects that you will see. They can be looked on now. Why wait till they unfold in time in fear they may not come, although already there? You have been told that everything brings good that comes from God, and yet it seems as if this is not so. Good in disastrous form is difficult to credit in advance, nor is there really any sense in this idea. And this is really central, because sacrifice is so central to the thought system that you think that I give it up for a while and then I'll get my reward later. It's hard. You cannot look at it in terms of that there's going to be something good. It can't be that good requires me to suffer. That doesn't make any sense. It's like the banking commercial, I can't remember, Allied. Even the young kids know it's not fair. You have to play fair. Playing fair is not suffer and then you'll be happy later. It's not playing fair. No, it doesn't make any sense. And so that's why, you know, it is an act of trust. It is an act of faith. It is an act of just letting go and letting the chips fall where they may. This is covered so clearly in our trust section in the Manual for Teachers. You know, when things seem to be taken away, it's only because you have merely failed to perceive the lack of value. The reason they're going away is you have no need of them. Not because anything is taking anything away from you. It's in your mind. How could something be taken away from you? It doesn't make any sense. See, and this is what I mean, where's Liliana? I like reason and math and all that kind of stuff, because you start with a true premise, an axiom, let's say. Everything proceeds lawfully from that. You cannot reach a conclusion that's true based on a false premise. I mean, everything proceeds, so it doesn't matter how many steps are in the process, they're all going to be reflective to the core of it. And this is why, by your fruits you shall know them, and they will know themselves. You know, What is your expression? Walks like a duck, talks like a duck, but isn't a duck. Yeah. I mean, mimic all you want to. There's nothing like the genuine article. I mean, how many of you remember the Leap of Faith, the movie The Leap of Faith? Where the guy is he's us. He does these revivals and he heals people, but it's all fake until the guy gets really healed. And then he drives out of town. Why? Because this is the genuine article. Did it matter that what's his name was fake himself? Not at all. Why? Because the guy wanted to be healed. It's so great. Because the thing about it is, you know, we use the expression fake it until you make it. But the faking it is really the faking the truth, because you don't believe it. The moment you fake the truth, you recognize it's there because it's true. Faking what is not true will never make it true. Because everything is what it is, and that's what it is. And pretending it's something else doesn't make it something else. And this is what I love about it, is we have one true idea. It's you. and it's only you. And no matter what the appearance is, no matter what the happenings, no matter how you formulate it, it's always a reflection of your own mind. Bring it home. The nature of you takes care of everything. Bring it home. Okay, we'll finish reading this and then we'll watch the video. Why should the good appear in evil's form? And is it not deception if it does? Its cause is here if it appears at all. Why are not its effects apparent then? Why in the future? And you seek to be content with sighing and with reasoning. You do not understand it now, but will someday. And then its meaning will be clear. This is not reason. For it is unjust and clearly hints at punishment until the time of liberation is at hand. Given a change of purpose for the good, there is no reason for an interval in which disaster strikes to be perceived as good someday, but now in form of pain. This is a sacrifice of now, which could not be the cost the Holy Spirit asks for what he gave without a cost at all. Yet this illusion has a cause which, though untrue, must be already in your mind. And this illusion is but one effect that it engenders and one form in which its outcome is perceived. This interval in time where retribution is perceived to be the form in which the good appears is but one aspect of the little space that lies between you, unforgiven still. See, into thy hands I commend my spirit. What does that include? Everything. Not just aspects of what I believe myself to be. It's everything. Be not content with future happiness. It has no meaning and is not your just reward. For you have cause for freedom now. What profits freedom in a prisoner's form? Why should deliverance be disguised as death? Delay is senseless, and the reasoning that would maintain effects of present cause must be delayed until a future time is merely a denial of the fact that consequence and cause must come as one. Look not to look not to time, but to the little space between you still to be delivered from. And do not let it be disguised as time and so preserved because its form is changed and what it is cannot be recognized. The Holy Spirit's purpose is yours. Should not his happiness be yours as well? I love you all so much. Thank you so much. And I am with you always is our video. And I am with you always. He is with us always. Thank you. I love you.